The coronavirus pandemic rages on, but new evidence shows some people may not be taking all the precautions they should be. Hear why Los Angeles has been forced to deploy hundreds of buzzkills to help break up house parties. From The Onion and Onion Public Radio, I'm Leslie Price, and this is The Topical. Opinions are like assholes. They're best formed by listening to a daily news podcast, so stay with us. Like many cities across the country, Los Angeles has seen a spike in COVID cases since partially reopening and relaxing social distancing guidelines, so much so that now city officials are being forced to take action. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti announced today his office would be deploying deeply unpleasant covert operatives all over the city to totally kill the vibe at any parties with more than 10 people. For more, I'm joined by OPR Get Together correspondent Jenna Resnick.
Hi, Leslie.
Jenna, just how big of a deal are these house parties?
They certainly pose a significant threat. Contact tracers have linked thousands of COVID cases to local house parties in the greater Los Angeles area. One Culver City birthday party saw 35 infections alone, which is what has prompted the mayor's office to respond with its designated downer program, designed to crack down on these virus incubators. Here's LA Deputy Press Secretary Harrison Woolman explaining the initiative.
We've recruited a team of highly skilled buzzkills to suck the life out of even the most jumping party. These wet blankets come highly recommended from party promoters and family members alike. In fact, some of our best and dullest agents are able to break up to 3 parties per day.
Wow, so it sounds like they finally found a way to put these soul-crushing twerps to good use.
That's right. From the socially inept sensitive types to the loud obnoxious assholes to the dumbass who thinks they own the fucking aux cord, these brave service workers are completely ruining good times, all to help keep us safe. And it's already yielding great negative results. I spoke with one Hyde Park couple who had a run-in with a designated downer.
We were just having a small get-together for our daughter's birthday when this man walked in with a gift basket.
We didn't know if he was a parent or a nanny, but he definitely seemed like he'd had too much to drink.
He kind of just lingered in the corner of the room staring at us. Then he marched around asking if anyone had seen his keys. By then, most of our guests had cleared out, and that's when we thought, maybe having this party wasn't such a good idea.
Just incredibly unchill.
They have to be, Leslie. And with local universities opening up and college students headed back to campus, these weirdos know they're going to need to do more than just linger on the outskirts of conversations to keep their city safe. Mm-hmm. I was fortunate to join up with one buzzkill, 68-year-old Russell Fowler, to see him in action as he attempted to break up an admittedly pretty tame USC fraternity party. Take a listen.
Hey, who's that old guy over there rubbing his belly button?
Fight every one of you motherfuckers in here. Come on, pussy, try me.
Well, if that's not enough to get you to seclude yourself in permanent isolation, I don't know what is. Thanks for the report, Jenna.
My pleasure.
If you or someone you know is terrible at parties, you can find a link to sign up to be a complete fucking buzzkill at our website. And that way, I'll know never to invite you to any of my parties either. No one kills the vibe at the House of Les. We'll be back in a moment.
Every day in America, 60 million packages are delivered. But we don't always know what's inside.
He bent down to pick the package up. That's when the device detonated.
Danger is everywhere, and no one is safe in Austin, Texas, as law enforcement hunts a serial bomber for 19 days. From Sony Music Entertainment, Campside Media, and Pegalo Pictures, this is Witnessed. 19 Days. Subscribe on Apple Podcasts to binge all episodes or listen weekly wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, if this were a real Leslie Price shindig, I'd be acting out the rest of today's news charade style while you all tried to guess what they were. You'd also probably be wondering if I was ever going to set out any of the snacks and drinks you brought. But hey, just because you brought something doesn't mean we have to eat it right now, all right? I don't subscribe to that social construct. You brought something into my house. It's mine now. And if I decide to eat it long after you've left, that's my right. Anyway, here's what else you need to know today. Good news for the nation's unemployment numbers today, as jobless claims are beginning to drop significantly among people who are suddenly put on the spot by an ex they just bumped into. Among those forced into an awkward impromptu social interaction with a former romantic partner, national reporting suggests that they're not only doing really great at work, but are also seeing someone new, and they're really, really happy. Well, that's great news. And a fascinating new study today suggests that latte art may actually be a primitive attempt by baristas to communicate. By analyzing baristas' complex combinations of milk foam and caramel interlacing, researchers were able to find significant evidence that hearts, rosettas, and tulips left on top of coffee beverages might very well represent simplistic attempts to communicate ideas like happy and love. Just a massive step forward in our understanding of the mental capabilities of these coffeehouse employees. Really remarkable. And finally, some help for those looking to stay focused and on task in your daily life. A new productivity app is available today that just shouts a list of things your father had already achieved at your age. The new app, Dad Did, is available for download now, although it is worth considering that you would probably already own a home and be married with children if you didn't spend so much time in your phone. Just saying. That's it for the topical today. I'm Leslie Price. The news doesn't stop just because you've already heard it all, so be sure to visit theonion.com to read all about the exact same things I've just talked about. It'll be a valuable use of your time. And don't forget to tune into tomorrow's episode, where we'll sit down with a spokeshog who's condemning all the hypocritical stereotypes associated with hogs being wild and lazy. Interested to see if this spokeshog can change my mind on some of my own long-held beliefs. It should be a fascinating conversation, and you won't want to miss it. We'll see you tomorrow.